to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Everyone, this is Allison, and thanks for tuning in to Visible by Numbers on BBS Radio, the number one worldwide talk radio network on the planet. And what better day than on the 6th, which is the vibration of a day that holds the cosmic mother-father vibration, to be discussing raising children in the world that we live in. I want y'all to Just follow along with me and think for a moment about the world that we live in. One of the greatest reflections of the mindset of our world is shown through the world of television, whether it's through the TV programs themselves or through the constant barrage of commercials. We are being told constantly that what really matters is looks, power, prestige, and of course, money. It's almost as if we are sending out the message that a person's worth is based upon the material things they have rather than who they are. As a society, we put movie stars on a pedestal, and we barely pay attention to the great philosophers, teachers, scientists, humanitarians, and the like, who make considerable contributions to our health and our well-being every day, and who are the true heroes of our civilization. These are the messages that our children are receiving every day. And how does this constant barrage affect your child's thinking or even their self-esteem? If society sets that kind of standard, where does a kinder, gentler child find his or her place in this world? How do we as parents help our children to live in this world? How do we prepare them? How do we teach them to measure success not by material things, but by becoming the very best that they can possibly be? How do we help our children realize their authentic self? One very good way for us to truly understand our children is to first realize that perhaps we, ourselves, are measuring them by what we think is important rather than by what is important to them. We have to be willing to allow them to be exactly who they are. We can't change them. We must simply discover who they are and nurture them in the process of being who they are, which, by the way, might be completely opposite of who we are. And who exactly are they? And how do we know what is important to them? How do we know at an early age what their talents and abilities are? How do we know what things might present a problem for our children? How do we understand what truly would make them happy? You know, as a parent, you would give your child anything. I'm a child of the 50s, and to tell you the truth, when I look to see what children have nowadays compared to what I had as a child, I'm completely astounded. I mean, I was born in the 50s, and my transistor radio at the time seemed to be one of my greatest treasures. But now children seem to lack for nothing. Truly, it's a material world when kids have cell phones, computers, iPods, DVD players, and the inside of their room looks like a Toys R Us. We worry about their safety and provide them with bicycle helmets and car seats. We send them to dance classes and soccer camps and preschool, all in the attempts to be good parents to them. But do we nurture their spirit? Do we nurture their soul? Do we teach them to be their authentic self? Is that not every bit as important as all the rest? Is that not more important than all the rest? And this is where numerology comes in. Now, by now I've done more readings than I can even remember, but the one thing that I'm consistently told by my clients is that they wish they had the information in their numerology chart at a much younger age, as it probably would have saved them a lot of grief and a lot of confusion along the way. they would have had better guidance and made better decisions. They would have had a much better understanding of who they are in an earlier age if they had only known. Now, numerology is the guide to your authentic self. And what better gift can you give to yourself than to understand your numerology? And what better gift can you give to your child than take the time to understand their numerology and use it as a guide to love and nurture their spirit? Numerology is an incredible tool to assist us in not only understanding our children, but also to help them prepare for their chosen destiny in life. By examining their numbers, we can determine their greatest talents and abilities, and from knowing them, provide them with the necessary tools for self-discovery. We also, through a deeper understanding of our children, are more able to encourage and inspire them to be their authentic selves. Now stay with me tonight, because I'm going to be discussing various aspects of numerology as a guide for raising your children. This is what tonight's program is all about. So I do invite you all to call into the show. Perhaps you have a question, or perhaps you would like me to look at your child's date of birth to help give you some insight into who they really are. So let me give you the numbers here. The toll-free numbers for the USA, it's 1-877-876-5227. If you want to call in toll-free from Canada, the number is 1-888-815-9756. And certainly if you're in California, you can call in on the direct line, which is 530-876-3222. And that's, you know, certainly like if you've got a, you know, your child and you want me to do the date of birth, happy to do that. If you yourself would like guidance with your life, I'd be happy to take a look at your date of birth and see what I can come up with. And like I said, if you got a question, that's what I'm here for. Now, I just want to, you know, kind of bring up my experience as a mother, because I happen to be the mother of three children. And, you know, I was pretty consistent in my style as how I raised my children. But I have three decidedly different children, and they pretty much have the energy as described in their numbers. And I'll give you some examples, and please forgive me, kids, for revealing a little bit about you on my radio show. Okay, Mom loves you. My oldest daughter, she's an 8 life path, and that's the life path number, of course, is derived from the date of birth. For those of you, there's a lot of different terminology for what that is, but I use the word life path, and when I'm talking about life path, I'm talking about derived from the date of birth, the month plus the day plus the year. Now, numerically speaking, if I was to describe an 8 life path in general, I would say that it was someone who is powerful, someone who desires success, someone who understands the world of finances and places emphasis on money, someone who's authoritative and a natural leader, organized, wanting recognition, measuring their life by achievement, someone who's self-disciplined, ambitious, desiring the finest in life, someone with a good sense of business, confident and competitive. This is my daughter. She's currently working on her third college degree, and this last one is in accounting. And she does drive me a little crazy because she's an overachiever, and as her mother, I am constantly telling her to slow down, enjoy life, and not to put so much pressure on herself. But knowing her numbers, I realize that my advice probably falls on deaf ears. And you know what? I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that because I know that she's an 8, and that's just the way 8s are. Now, I'm going to take a little second here because I do believe I heard a call or I heard a beep. Do we have somebody on the line?
Yes.
Can you speak up a little bit?
Yes, I can.
Who is this?
Hi, my name is Linda Bridgewater.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
Doing great.
What can I do for you, Linda?
Well, actually, I was calling in to get some insight on my son.
Sure.
He is an adult, but he's my child.
Well, of course he's your child. Do you want to give me his date of birth, Linda?
Yes. It is June 18, 1979.
So it's June 18th, 1979?
Yes.
Okay, super. Just give me a second here. Now, the only thing that I'm doing on air is the date of birth, giving you as much insight as I can from that number.
Mm-hmm.
You know that the long full numerology reading certainly goes into things a great deal.
Right.
So what I'm going to tell you about your son is, first off, that he's a five life path. So what we're talking about here is someone who is a free spirit, someone who is learning to be flexible and adaptable in this lifetime, and also the proper use of freedom. And so, you know, for him, nothing really will want to stay constant in his life. His life is really going to be a little bit of a roller coaster, a lot of ups and downs, a lot of change comes to him. Some of it's that he creates, and other change is just the universe bringing to him the opportunity to change things in his life. I will tell you that, you know, he may have a very difficult time finding what he wants to do in life, because fives have a tendency to be very multi-talented. They have a hard time finding something that they're not good at. They're usually pretty good at everything. And it's really important for a person who has the five energy to concentrate on something that they love or something they have a passion for, because fives get bored very easy. And when they are bored, they're disenchanted, and they have a tendency to move on. So the one thing about him is he may try this. Yeah, that seems pretty good for now. Then he gets bored, and then he moves on to something else. The thing about the five energy is they're the jack of all trades, the master of none, and they've really kind of got to work on sticking with something. But it's really meant for them to experience many, many things in life. He's not a builder. He's a wanderer. He's a traveler. He's an adventurer. And it's really not meant for him to stay in one place for any time too long. Very mental energy here. He's a very inquisitive mind, very mental person. His mind is quick. He's a thinker. He also has a natural born gift with communication. So we have someone who has a gift with words, with talking to people, communicating to people. You know, this would be the energy of someone that may be a writer. This could be perfect energy for someone like a news reporter or something like that that travels all over the world. That's the sort of energy that this is. Now, his birthday number is telling me that he has humanitarian tendencies, so he really has compassion and empathy for wanting to help those that are less fortunate. He probably, on some level, wants to be of service to others. He wants to help them. He's kind of like the knight in shining armor that comes along and tries to help those that are less fortunate. This also is talking about writing ability. This also connects them spiritually. You know, the one beautiful thing about the five that I have to say, they have an open mind. They're always embracing new ideas and new technology. And fives really have the ability to embrace spiritual philosophies. They don't get stuck in a rut. This 18 will push them more towards the spiritual thinking, more towards being in that arena. But certainly, it's a 9 vibration, so he has the ability to do many, many things because the 9 encompasses of the energy of all the numbers. So he's very talented and very charismatic. Hold on a second. I'm sorry, it's very hot and humid here in Pennsylvania, so my allergies are kicking in here. Now, what I want to tell you, how his first challenge really in life is to really learn to express himself. I mean, in some capacity, his inner child has been inhibited. In some capacity, his ability to express himself, to be creative, and also even to want to be in the spotlight, you know. He may even shy away from it. He may not realize how charismatic he truly is, and he may even be a little backward in that area. I know he's an adult, but this is where you would encourage him to do creative things to overcome any shyness or any part of him that doesn't want to be in the limelight. I can tell you that he's very sensitive, very psychic, very empathic as well, because that's another one of his challenges in life. And his first pinnacle very much, and this is the early part of his life, very much tied to family. So we know that in the early years of his life, family comes in very strong, their feelings, their opinions, his ties to them is very strong early on in life. And this could be, in wanting to please other people, you know, this could be part of how he inhibits himself as well. And I'm going to tell you that he's in a sixth year this year, okay? So, you know, I don't know what is going on with him in his life, but certainly it's a year, you know, where someone could choose to get married, or if they are married, it might be a year that a baby's born, or it certainly would be a year that would bring family around. And if you're married, you really got to work on your relationships in a 6 year. You've got to work on, correcting what's wrong with them and nurturing your, and being romantic and nurturing your relationships, because sometimes in a 6 year, it could even bring about divorce. So this whole year for him, he's working on relationships and he's working on family issues. Is that helpful to you, Linda?
Yes.
And where is he going? I'll tell you. I really see that later on in life for this guy. You know, maybe not so much now, but that 5 is definitely going to be kicking in major, especially after the age of 41. And I really can see him where he'll be traveling all over or working in some venue with communication, with words, you know, because he's got 5s all over the ballpark for his 3rd and 4th pentacle. So if it doesn't seem so much now, it certainly is going to happen for him later in a big way, because, you know, with the pentacles, what we're saying is you have a certain energy, but a certain time in your life, you're kind of wrote into your chart having to deal with certain experiences during that time of your life. And hopefully, your energy will match that of what's in the pentacle. And because the 3rd and 4th pentacles are 5s and he's a 5 life path, well, yippee-yay, he gets to use the 5 energy majorly after the age of 41.
Okay.
Does any of that make sense to you, Linda?
Yes.
Well, wonderful. Well, thank you for calling. I hope it was helpful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, there you go. So that's, you know, I'm glad that Linda called. Thank you for calling, Linda. Appreciate that. And what I'm trying to say to all you, if you've got a son, it doesn't have to be a little kid. It can be a full-grown adult. It could be anybody in your life that you're trying to understand. But the focal point here is with children and helping you to understand, as a parent, how knowing their numerology can really help you raise them and nurture their spirit. Now, I was talking about my oldest daughter, and I was moving on to my middle child. And my middle daughter is a one life path. And if I was to describe people who are one life paths, I would say that they're very strong-willed, very much individuals, very creative. Certainly, they're independent, they're determined, you know, they're courageous, they're natural-born leaders. And she is definitely all of those things. And, you know, I can still hear and see my mother talking to me. And my mother would say to me, you know, Allison, if Greta ever makes up her mind to do something, you better get out of her way because she's going to do it. And this is so true with my daughter Greta. And that is so much the energy of the one. So that's another example, looking at this, my second child, how her energy, you know, you have to just admire that about them, you have to accept that about them, and you kind of have to embrace that about your children once you know what their numbers are. Okay. I know. I heard another caller. Who's calling, please?
This is Deanna.
Hi, Deanna. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
And what can I do for you?
I wanted to see if you could do the numerology on my daughter.
I would be happy to. Can you give me her date of birth, please?
11/2/92.
11/2/1992. Okay. And as I said, I really wish I could do the full numerology, but we don't have an hour per person.
Right.
So I do my reading based on the date of birth, which does give a great deal of insight. Now, what I'm going to tell you about your daughter is that she's a 7 life path, and she's also 16/7, which that kind of indicates a little bit of karma coming in there, Mom. And so what I'm going to tell you with your daughter is that there may be times in her life where you will watch as she struggles and has to start over. It's kind of like her life will have a tendency to fall apart from time to time, and it will change her as a person. She will be better because of whatever has happened in her life, and she will have to start over again and rebuild her life. That is kind of what comes in with the karma of the 16. And this is something that her soul has written into her chart. Okay, this is something, is an experience that her soul has brought in, and it is part of having to do with a past lifetime that, to give a fairly good explanation of it, she was involved in a relationship where someone lost everything. And so in this lifetime, on some level, she's trying to comprehend that which, through her actions, she caused another in a past lifetime. So from time to time, she's going to feel what it feels like to lose it all and have to start over.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the good news. Your daughter is a 7 life path, so I'll tell you what, she's wise beyond her years. She's intelligent, analytical, very spiritual. She's like the wise old sage Buddha energy. This child comes in knowing that she's a spiritual being having a physical experience. A great deal of psychic ability around this child, not only this life path number, but certainly her birthday. And so this is a child that needs to lead her life by her intuition and let that guide her. She needs to follow her gut feelings. She is going to question authority. She's not always going to accept things on face value, and that's okay. She's a seven. That's what she's supposed to be doing. She will be skeptical, and she will investigate. And so if somebody tells her something, she's not always going to believe it, and she may read a book or two or research something on the computer or on some level try to decide on her own what she believes in. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
This is also going to help her to embrace a more spiritual philosophy in life. The sevens always, they try to fit in with conventional religions, but it just doesn't work. But once they understand spiritual philosophy, it's not so much that they're learning something new. It's simply they remember from whence they came. See, the seven really kind of is looking for the origin of its soul throughout its life. The seven is not interested in material things. The seven is interested in the unseen. The seven is interested in the metaphysical. The seven is interested in spiritual philosophy. So this makes her quite different than other people. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And if she needs her alone time, if she withdraws and she wants to go to her room, fine. Let her. She needs that downtime. She needs her space. She's a deep thinker. She carries things deep down inside of her. It might not always be easy for you to pull out of her what she's thinking, and she may never tell you. That's how deeply she thinks. I mean, this is the energy of someone that could be a spiritual teacher. Certainly, she might grow up to be a psychic. She could be a numerologist, astrologer, a palm reader. She also could grow up to be Madame Curie or a scientist or someone who, because of their ability for analysis and research, they could actually bring forth onto this planet new ideas having to do with science. So the potential there is great for her, but what you have to understand about her is she's a specialist. And she has to specialize in her life. She has to find one thing, and she has to become an expert at it. And if she does it, then that's where her greatest success can come from. And she does need her rest. This is a child. If she sleeps more than the rest, so be it. If she's picky about food, just let her be picky about food. She's going to be. If she has a tendency to be fearful, try to calm and ease her fears and understand that that might be a legitimate thing for her. And certainly she probably has psychic experiences even early on in life, I would assume, you know, that perhaps she may say some things to you that might, you know, you have to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a child that you have to understand she's different from everyone else. It's kind of like it's kind of like having a little Buddha monk in your house, okay? It
mm-hmm.
doesn't necessarily fit in with society, okay? She's different. She's special. She's very spiritual. She's kind of like E.T. trying to find the origins of her soul. I don't know if that's helpful. Now, her birthday number says she's very sensitive, and she's also very empathic. So, you know, you got with her, she senses people's energy. She senses whether or not they're angry or happy or depressed. She picks up that energy. It actually can affect her. She can sense surroundings, like when she walks into a building. She may feel heaviness in a nursing home or a hospital. She might go to a mall feeling happy and end up being miserable by the time she's around all those people. She's quite in tune to the energy of others, so that's something to bear in mind. This does give her more psychic ability, but it does make her to be a diplomat, a very peaceful soul, someone who's very supportive of others, someone who would give good advice, try to inspire, be helpful to others. And I can honestly tell you that I really believe that the one thing that you would want to work on with her is her own self-worth and to not throw herself under the bridge here when she's trying to be so peaceful and diplomatic with other people and trying to please them and keep them happy that she doesn't please herself. And so it's really important for her because her biggest challenge in life is this big one challenge, and it has to do with standing in her own power and not giving it away to other people because she's trying to please them.
Mm-hmm.
Her own self-worth, so you really got to work on her and tell her how wonderful she is. And she may not feel wonderful. She may feel, because sevens always feel disconnected from the rest of the world. They always feel as though they don't fit in, and this could also affect her self-esteem. And so you really want to point out what's extraordinarily wonderful about her which is her brain, her ability to think, the fact that she can be such an expert on things, her ability to learn, to search for the truth. These are wonderful things. Okay?
Okay.
Now, she's in a four pentacle first part of her life, so there's a lot of discipline that comes in for her early on in life. I don't know what the circumstances are in her raising, but there's rules and regulations and discipline abound. And, you know, keeping her focused. And, you know, sevens kind of like order in things. They'd like to do things methodically, step by step. So, you know, it's not, I can't see the rest of her numbers, so I really can't tell if this is a comfortable energy for her or not. She is in a 4 year this year. So for her, she's got, you know, she's working on hard work this year, maybe having to put forth more effort. This is a very important year for her, whether it's in her schooling or whatever she's doing. Put in the effort this year because it's going to pay off for her later on down the line in her 8 year. This is a year, because, you know, with her health, whenever anybody, child or not, is in a 4 year, be cautious about the health, you know, get the rest, you know, take the vitamins, and go to the doctor. If you're not feeling well, because 4 years, you have a tendency to, your health kind of is something you want to pay attention to,
mm-hmm.
Okay? Other than that, you know, just generally, just from the date of birth, that's what I can tell you. I can see that she's got a lot of fives coming up in her life that's going to bring in travel and communication with others, and she is a natural-born teacher. You know that. But it's a kind of a spiritual teacher. It's a teacher that's wise. It's teaching wisdom, mm-hmm. You know, a natural philosopher even. So I see a couple of times in her life where she's going to be doing a lot of traveling. I also see a time in her life where she's going to be doing a wanting to put herself out there and do humanitarian work as well. And those are upcoming for her after she moves past her first pinnacle. Okay?
Great.
All right. Does that sound like her?
Yeah, it does.
Well, good. Well, good luck.
All right. Thank you.
You are very welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. And thank you, Deanna, for calling. Again, like I said, we can't really, you know, ask for people to give their birth name, what's on their birth certificate on the radio, and that's really kind of just taking the life path number, and that's just kind of working with that energy and what information it gives me helps me to give that reading. If I was to actually do a full reading on these children and actually be able to bring their name into it and look at every aspect of that, certainly the reading could be more detailed, and it also can pinpoint things a little bit more clearly when you're looking at the full picture. But we don't have an hour to do for everyone on the radio, so we do the best with what we got here. And that's a little indication. Like if you're out there and you've got a child and you want to connect to that child, you want to better understand that child, you know, I encourage you to call in and give me their date of birth, and I'd be happy to do that for you, the same thing that I did for Deanna and Linda. Now, I was talking about my children, and I wanted to get to my son, who's a four life path. And to describe the number four just in general and numerically, this is a person who's very practical, down to earth, stable. This is a person who's a planner and a manager, someone who definitely needs security, someone who's very traditional, very methodical and hardworking and honest and trustworthy, reliable and dependable, and that's my son. He's all of those things. And not so surprising, his career is in law enforcement. And I got to tell you, fours do love their rules and regulations. And he wanted to be a police officer from the time he was little. I mean, he just knew that that's what he wanted. And I've, you know, my son is in his late 20s, and I've watched him work towards that goal all of his life. You know, very focused, very set on that particular goal, and he's worked towards it, and I'm very, very proud of him. And that is the energy of the four. So with each and every one of my children, what I'm trying to say here is numerology taught me a lot about them, but they also validated the numerology by living with them and raising them. And it also taught me to accept who my children are. And so this is the experience that I want to share with all of you, that if you have children, get the numerology done, because then you know what you're working with here, okay? You know what you're dealing with. You know what motivates your child. You know what their challenges are. You know what their talents and abilities are. You know how to encourage these things once you know what they are. You know how to help them out when they have a challenge that's written into their charts or something that they're going to be dealing with in their life. You know, that's the beauty of knowing your child's numerology. And my children,
you know, they taught me through, you know, raising them all the same way, and yet each and every one of them are distinctly different. And the reason why they are different is they have distinctly different vibrations in their charts. And whether you're looking at your children or your husband or your coworkers or your in-laws or a potential mate, it doesn't matter who you're looking at. Numerology really is the autobiography of the soul. It's telling you what this person is, what they like and dislike, who they are. And so, you know, taking a numerology chart and looking at it and understanding it really helps you to learn to accept everyone in your life. You know, it teaches you to embrace who they are as a person and not try to change them, because we really can't help but be what we are. And this is the whole idea of authentic self with these children, allowing them to be who they are. Okay. I'm going to throw back out there the numbers to call in if you have a question, and then I'm going to kind of, you know, talk about various different things that you can learn from a numerology chart and apply it to your child. But the numbers to call in if you have a question or if you'd like for me to do your child's numerology, or even yours, hey, we're all kids. The toll-free numbers are 877-876-5227 in the USA. Calling toll-free in Canada, the number is 888-815-8756. And directly in California, 530-876-3222. And I hear a beep. We've got a caller. Who's calling?
Hi, Allison. My name is Dee.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very well. What can I do for you?
I wanted to see if you could do a reading on my grandson, Dante.
I would love to. Can you give me his date of birth?
Yes, it's 9/16/97.
9/16/1997, right?
Yes.
Okay, super. Just give me a
second. I believe he's a sixth life path.
Okay, super. Let's check it out. And you are just brilliant and so right. Okay, good for you. All right, so sixth life path. So what we're talking here is cosmic mother-father vibration. We're talking a very blessed life path, because the sixth life path does have a special God blessing on it. This is a person who has a lot of nurturing, caring, love of family, and care and nurturing of family. So usually when we see six life paths, we see people that are surrounded by a large extended family, whether it's mother, father, siblings, aunts, uncles, grandparents. You know, usually they come in with a nice little nucleus of family around them, and they care about their family. They love their family. And the family has a great deal of influence on them, because, you know, it's of great importance to a six life path. I'll also tell you that with a six life path, a lot of duty and responsibility for family will fall on his shoulders, because that's just the way it is for sixes. You know, whether it's, you know, in some capacity it's rearing children or taking care of, you may perhaps, your parents at some time in your life, but there is duty and responsibility that comes in. And the one beautiful thing about the six is they love their family so much that they actually, it gives them great joy to care for others. And so it's not so much of a burden. It really does make them happy. But the one thing that he has to remember is that, you know, the sixth life path is always learning about balancing out the giving and the receiving of love. So he has to learn to love himself just as much as he loves others, and he has to give back to himself and not always be so willing to just give and not receive. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So that's one
yeah.
thing you would kind of want to watch out for him for as he grows up and as he matures, is to not be, you know, there's a word, it's a martyr, not to be a martyr to the family, that he's got to also take care of himself, because he can actually give so much of himself that he can deplete his own energy. Now, there's a great deal of musical ability with this child. There's also a great deal of artistic ability with this child as well. Oftentimes, sixes, their musical ability is not realized. But if it is paid attention to, whether you put them in music classes, singing classes, or teach them to play a musical instrument, you'll find that they actually have talent in that arena. Sixes are also natural-born teachers,
They're gifted with children, animals as well. So sometimes we see sixes being teachers. We see them maybe wanting to be a veterinarian. You also might see them in interior design or even in landscaping. They have a desire to beautify, and so they have a gift artistically in doing so. He also will, you know, want to be of service to those that are less fortunate. So he will drag home those lost puppies and perhaps the friends in need, and he will make a wonderful friend because sixes are very balanced. They see both sides of a situation. They're very sympathetic and kind. They usually give wonderful advice. They are the counselors of the world, and they always have a really good advice on how to fix other people's problems. And so, you know, basically that's a really kind of a wonderful energy. Now, his birthday number is saying a little bit opposite because a six is a very social number. It's very outgoing. It likes to be around people, but his birthday number is saying otherwise. His birthday number is saying not so much. The birthday number is a brilliant mind. It's very analytical. Right. The researcher, the analysis comes in there. This is someone who would be drawn towards the spiritual, have a gift with, having some psychic ability. Mm-hmm. Certainly being very clairsentient, very intuitive. This person, Dante, should live by his gut feelings. He should always follow his instincts. This also says that he would be a specialist at something. You know, whenever you have a 16 or a 7 in your chart, you specialize in something. So, you know, at some point in his life, he may take the talents and abilities of this birthday number, and he may end up being an expert at something. Okay?
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, and books, it's very important. You know, give this child books that teach.
Yes.
Because books are very important. He's got I need to know kind of a mind.
Yes,
he will question authority. He will question the truth, and that's what he's supposed to do. He might be skeptical. He may not believe everything he's told. That's okay, because he is a seeker of the truth. That's part of the vibration of the seven energy.
Oh, that's
right. He also, this is highly spiritual, so he might be drawn into that direction. If he needs time alone, you know, this is not the number that wants to go out there and be with people, so you might find him withdrawing from time to time.
Right.
You may faint. You know, perhaps he's not a joiner. Maybe he doesn't
right.
want to join the club at school, or maybe he doesn't want to go here or go there.
Right.
Maybe he prefers time researching on his computer or doing something alone, and that's okay. Because sevens do need their space. They do need their alone time. But there's great potential there in that number.
He has Asperger's.
He has syndrome. Asperger's?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. Very interesting. Well, his first challenge in life is a 2, which is oversensitivity. And when you take the combination of the 7 energy, which is very, you have to understand the 7 energy is very deep, very
mm-hmm.
deep, deep spiritual energy. The 2 challenge being overly sensitive, almost too sensitive to environment, too
mm-hmm.
sensitive to things around him. Perhaps that's causing this, you think?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I think that's very possible, yes.
Now, his first pinnacle is a 7, okay? And the one thing that I told the caller earlier, and you got to understand, 7s need their rest. They need their sleep, okay?
Yes.
And they need, if they want to be picky about food, if they want to be picky about things, you let them, okay? Because they have a sense, they almost know what their body needs and what their body doesn't need.
Mm-hmm.
He's in a 7 pinnacle early on in life, and I got to tell you that can be the time of his life when he is dealing with health issues. Okay?
Okay.
The 7 is meant to rest. It's not really meant for him to go out there and be, like, you know, aggressive, reaching for things. It's really meant for him to have his alone time, to have his time to think, to have his time to rest. So this very well, the Asperger's syndrome could be a time in his life which is causing that isolation or causing him to have that alone time. Do you understand?
Yes, yes.
Okay, now the 7 energy stops at the age of, the pinnacle stops at the age of 30. Okay? Now,
okay.
That's not to say he's going to remain in it, but, you know, the health issues and things along those lines, it's meant for him to want to isolate himself and be alone and have that time to think. And this is really probably helping him to question things that he wouldn't normally question or perhaps have the time to think deeper or maybe to explore different arenas by having that time to study, look at books and whatever. I know that I was in a seven pentacle early on in life, and every illness I can ever think of that I ever had, I had it in the first pentacle of my life. I had two surgeries. In the first pentacle of my life, I was sick with everything you could possibly think of when I was in my first pentacle of life. Okay?
Yeah.
So I really think that as he comes out of it and he moves on after the age of 31, his health will improve. Okay?
Okay.
So I would really want to work on the sensitivity with him. I would want to maybe look up, I would suggest that you look up empath, E-M-P-A.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yes.
Okay.
I'm very familiar with empath.
Very good. So you might want to apply some of that spiritual aspects. And I'm not a doctor, and I'm not telling you what to do, but how can it hurt? Okay?
Right. Right.
Apply that thinking to him and the fact that he is empathic, that he is quite psychic. And you may want to apply the, you know, whether it's crystal therapy where you give him grounding stones or teach him to do perhaps some meditations for clearing the aura or that sort of a thing, or even creating, you know, something to guard his aura. Do you understand what I'm saying? That sort of
a
thing?
Absolutely, Allison, yes.
And I would really kind of recommend looking into that with him and applying some of the techniques that they have for empaths to help you with being that psychic, because I really think that that might be. He's just so insensitive. He's so incredibly sensitive to his environment. At this time in his life, he's in a very, very psychic time of his life, the seventh pinnacle.
Okay.
His birthday certainly is talking about it. And really, I'd almost like to look at the rest of his name in order to get the rest of the information. But if I could leave you with one thought, I would say possibly crystal therapy, you know, and working all that stuff that you can do to help you if you're empathic.
Okay.
And it might
help
him.
We're already doing a lot of that, so thank you very much, Allison.
Well, good. Well, maybe that's just validation that you're doing the right thing.
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you so much for calling, okay?
Thank you.
Good luck with him.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Bye. Okay, so again, I thank her for calling, and, you know, that is just, like I said, sometimes it can give you a rhyme or reason for different experiences in your life, because, you know, as I said, I'm a seven life path, and my first pentacle was a seven, and it was medically, you know, I faced a lot of things, and I was a very withdrawn, well, actually, I was a weird kind of a child. I mean, let's face it, if you read my autobiography there, it tells you that I, you know, discovered numerology as a child and spent many a day reading numerology books in my room and books on meditation and things like that. So that just goes to tell you, you know, sevens are quite different. And they have the wonderful things about being a seven, and then there's other things that doesn't really blend with what everybody else is doing. So with that being said, let's move on. Really quickly, wow, time flies. I want to just kind of go over birthday numbers here. You know, because one, if you don't ever get a numerology done for a child, okay, the one thing you can do is just follow along here and listen to the numbers of the days that your child was born, and that'll give you some indication about your child. And if I can leave you with anything, at least this piece of information, you can apply it to the day they're born. And you don't need a numerologist to tell you what that is. You know what that is. So with that being said, if your child was born on the 1st, the 10th, the 19th, or the 20th, you've got someone that's got a good deal of leadership ability and someone that's probably a strong drive to want to succeed, someone who can be a little bit on the independent side, someone who would prefer to work alone, someone who doesn't like routines, who probably starts things and doesn't finish things, someone who's got a very quick mind, very creative, very intelligent. This is the kind of child, you know, you've got to understand they're learning their independence. They're learning to lead. Sometimes that's not easy. Tendency in a child. So, you know, try to understand that. You want to encourage this child to be independent, okay? You really do, because they're meant, in some capacity, something about their life is meant to stand up for themselves, to stand in their power, and to be independent. You know, this child may even be a little bit lazy from time to time. They may procrastinate. And this will be the kind of child that will give you a very decent argument. You know, they make up their one energy, makes up their own mind about things. They're not easily influenced, and they don't really back down to what they're thinking. So this is going to be a kid that definitely holds his own. Okay. I'm going to hold there because I do think I've got another caller. Who's calling?
Hi, this is Caroline.
Hi, Carolyn. How are you?
Fine. How about yourself, Allison?
I'm very good. What can I
do? Hey, I got a question.
Sure.
My girlfriend and I, we seem to, I don't seem to, her vibration always seems to give me anxiety.
Okay.
And I finally had to tell her, do we supposed to get along or what? Her birthday is 6/3/1955. And mine is 9/29/1950. No, her birthday is, 6/3/1959.
Okay.
And mine is 9/29/1955.
1955?
Mine, yeah.
Okay. Right away, dear. Right away. You know, I don't even have to do a lot in the sense that your 29th birthday, you do understand that that's a master vibration. And that is saying that you're very empathic. And that is saying that you pick up on other people's vibes. You read their energy. You feel their energy. You soak up their energy. And so you have to understand that you're very, very sensitive. So when you get around people that are not in harmony with your vibration, certainly that's going to create a little bit of problems for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's just really pretty obvious about you. If you just hold on, I've got to actually kind of do a few. See, and I'm doing two people at once. Hold on and just give me 2 seconds so I can get both of you at the same time. So just a little
okay.
bit of figure. Yeah, you sing for me because, you know, we don't want people out there thinking that it's dead air space. No, I'm just kidding. You don't have to sing. We don't want it be going dead on air. So
okay.
Okay. All right, let me just look really quick. And yeah, you're a very, very sensitive person, child. And, wow.
She didn't like it. I told her that last night.
Right.
You're the only one of all of the people that I know, that my close, you know.
Right, right.
And I said to her, I said, I get anxiety attack every time I talk with you.
Well, I don't know why you're getting anxiety. Is it just her in general?
Yes, because she likes to gossip. She's negative, and I think that's where I'm coming from. Because
right, what I would tell you here is your girlfriend really is a very social person. Yes, she's a very talkative person, and yes, she has a 3 challenge, which means sometimes when a person has a 3 challenge, they talk, but they don't say much. And,
yeah.
Okay, it's a lot of superficial yada, 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 and they can be quite gossipy, and that's her challenge in life. So what I would tell you is you have master energy in your chart. You're a master 22 life path. You're a master 29, which is basically an 11 birthday. And what I would tell you is certainly you have to understand what loving another person for exactly who they are. You know, this is who she is. She cannot change for you any more than you could stop picking up on her vibes. You have psychic energy. You can't stop what you're doing. And she really is learning to overcome her problem with the, the chitter-chatter. Now, you have a choice. You either love and embrace this beautiful soul who really can be delightful. I know she can be. I know she can be fun. You either embrace her and love her exactly for who she is,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, you've got to not absorb her energy. You have to maintain your center and be who you are and let her be who she is. And if she drives you nuts and you find that you get anxious around her, then perhaps you have to understand that maybe it's time you're not being fair to her as a friend. So perhaps this is not the right friend for you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you have
a choice to make. Either embrace and accept her who she is. She cannot change. But I will tell you, when I look at her energy, I want to just hug the stuffing out of her because I see what a very self-sacrificing person she can be, albeit she does have that 3 challenge. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I love her for, you know, the person that she is.
But she just drives
it's
you a
just,
little nuts.
It really hurts me when I talk. I don't even have to pick up the phone. It's just, when it rings, I can feel the vibration. And that's really,
Well, you have to understand that you're very empathic. So, you know, if you've not learned, you know, I tried to explain this to the last caller, and I'm going to explain it to you as well. You're very empathic, and so what I would tell you is this. You've got to learn to set your boundaries with your energy. Just because you're psychic doesn't mean you've got to run around reading everybody's energy all the time.
Well,
I don't do that.
I mean, this, you know, I was questioning. It's like, well, what's going on? Why is this only happening to her? You know?
Well, maybe
no
her
one
energy
else.
Is strong, or maybe you're open to it, or maybe, you know, you might want to, you know, look into some grounding stones when you're around her to ground your energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and also set the intention. Set the intention that when you're talking to your friend and when you're around your friend, it's just going to be pleasant, and you're going to enjoy her company, and you're not going to make judgments, or you're just going to embrace her for exactly who she is. And you know, more or less set that intention when you're around her. Don't look, always expect to have the anxiety or always expect for it to be a negative experience. Try to look at it positive, pick out the wonderful things about her, and go with it. You know, you're psychic, you pick up energy. She's got some fairly, vibrant energy to pick up on. So, you know, you've just got to... you know, look at it entirely different way.
And it bothers me because, you know, I want to be friends with her.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. It really bothers me because we've been friends for, as it said, 12, 13 years.
Wow. You don't want to let a friendship go.
It really bothers me that it's more so now than ever. I think maybe because we're going through a shift.
Well, you're in a 2-year, which makes you extra sensitive. She's in a 9-year. Which is about letting go. You know, she's letting go of things in her life. And you're particularly psychic and particularly sensitive this year, okay? So that it could very well be the year vibration that's going on. Next year, you're going into a 3-year. And I think you're going to find her charming next year because you're going to be in a vibration that pretty much matches a lot of her energy. So sometimes we can find somebody who drives us crazy at certain times in our life. And then as the year passes, we move out of that energy. We find that we're much more in alignment with them, okay?
Mm.
So, you know, as I said, you know, I can't really, until I can look at the names and get into the nitty-gritty and,
right.
you know, do the complete analysis, even with your essences can tell a lot of what's going on with both of you. But unfortunately, I'm out of time, and I've got to close my show.
No, I'm really appreciating you, your feedback.
Well, you're very welcome, and I appreciate
it. And maybe I will learn to look at her positive end of it instead of the negative vibe.
That would be the best possible way to do it, okay?
Okay, but thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, everybody, you know, I got to say I apologize. I did not get through what I was going to say today. I did not get through it all. So you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to pick up where I left off on next week's show, next Monday night. So if you're interested in the conversation, and certainly there's a lot of interest out there with people that might need some advice with their children or their friends or their lovers or their family. And so I'll be back again next Monday night, and I'll be happy to pick up this conversation where I left off. Just a few things. You know, I've got some teleconference classes that I'm doing in August. You can find out about them on the show info page. I have one that's on the meanings of the numbers. So even those of you that are trying to understand your children or understand your friends, that's a fabulous class to take to understand the energy of the numbers. I would really advocate that for everyone. I also have a class coming up on your name. It's the autobiography of your soul. And another class on interpretation of the numerology chart. Check them out in the show info page on the front of BBS right there by Visible by Numbers. So it's time went fast. I just want to thank everybody for listening. I truly appreciate your support, all of your kind emails. I thank you so much for your interest in this show. I thank everybody that called in, and I'll be back again next week, same time, discussing, I guess, the same subjects. In the meantime, I wish you all wonderful blessings and a wonderful evening. Thank you and good night.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.